Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Horizontally Shared Organizational Performance Measures. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, Horizontally Shared Organizational Performance Measures. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the best practice of horizontally sharing organizational performance measures, thereby supporting decision-making by providing a means of comparison between various products, services, and business units through the use of relevant measures horizontally shared across the organization. In Episode 5, Introduction to Organizational Performance Measures, we discussed the overarching qualities and characteristics of well-constructed performance measures that enable horizontal sharing. As such, we believe you'll receive greater benefit and insight if you listen to that podcast prior to this one. And so now, without further delay, let's get started. Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Very good. Very good. Hey, it looks like we're back in business. I don't know. Little reboot goes a long ways, I guess.
All right.
I'm showing we're recording, so I'm going to believe it.
You know,
take it at its word.
I'm not all right.
Not going to play with technology this time.
All right. Well, good to hear from you, Nathan. How's it up there in Chattanooga, Tennessee?
You know, it was a little wet today.
Okay.
Left the office, and it was pouring. But beyond that, the Marriott is nice. So if our listeners can't tell, we are fully remote now.
So. Well, I tell you what, you've sent the rain down this way here in Atlanta. We've got the rain, and it's coming down pretty nice.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. It was hard to see where I was driving. It was raining so hard. And I was glad I only had a few blocks to go to get to the hotel. And I've just kind of parked myself here for the evening.
Okay. So
I am not going anywhere.
Well, since you're not going anywhere, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay. Yeah, we should probably do a podcast.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, tonight I guess we're going to talk about horizontally shared organizational performance measures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well-constructed performance measure systems provide a means of comparison between products, services, business units, and could be individuals as well by ensuring that our measures are shared, well, vertically and what we're going to get into tonight, horizontally throughout our organization. Horizontally shared measures, then when they have consistent units of measure, if they are uniformly and precisely interpretable, that enables us to do this comparison between the products, services, divisions, departments, work groups, and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
When they possess these qualities and they are cascaded from the organization's mission, we can monitor their contribution to the bottom line. And that gives us the critical information we need to make decisions about different product lines and the like, because even though maybe two product lines are very different, in this case, because they're both measured relative to the mission, we can determine which one makes the greater contribution.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay, we're still here. So vertically cascaded and horizontally shared measures are often the same measures. So I wanted to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we're looking at their alignment a little differently. The verticillin cascaded measures give us that line of sight up and down the organization to the mission. Horizontally shared measures give us a line of sight across the organization on a tier-by-tier basis.
Hmm.
Okay, so it really gives us that comparative basis between two items. Now, as we've stated before, and I know we would suggest that folks listen to the Introduction to Performance Measures, which was Episode 5, a well-constructed performance measurement system will possess both the qualities of vertical cascading and horizontal sharing.
Hmm. Well, you know, that, Nathan, that sounds good, but could you provide an example to illustrate and possibly contrast these concepts?
Oh, sure, sure. And I'm going to go back to the airline example
and
use that in a little more detail.
Okay.
Okay, so in the case of the vertically cascading goals, refueling time, luggage offload and onload time, airplane service time, the time it takes to get passengers to debark and to onboard the aircraft. These things all kind of roll up to give us the airplane turnaround time. And as we specified in previous casts, they're not necessarily additive. There might be a critical path where some of them count more than others, or some aren't counted at all because they're done in parallel. But we can see how they roll up to airplane turnaround time. That turnaround time then feeds into a customer satisfaction because customers like on-time airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if we have faster turnaround time, we can keep the plane in service for greater durations, so we can have more flight legs, again, contributing to that bottom line and enhancing the company's return on investment. In the case of horizontally shared measures, refueling time can be measured for the ground crew. Well, we can compare the refueling time of one that it takes for one ground crew to refuel an airplane
mm-hmm.
to the time it takes another ground crew to refuel the same kind of airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want to compare like to like airplanes. So I don't want to compare a 727 to say a 747 because larger fuel tanks take longer to fuel, but
sure.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of unfair. But you know, when two different crews are refueling 747s, we can compare their efficiency at doing so by looking at that time. If we're going to compare things that are different, and fuel tank size is an easy one because it's relative or it's proportional in size, and so we can make a weighting factor
mm-hmm.
to either enlarge the time of refueling a smaller aircraft or to proportionately reduce the amount of time it takes to refuel a larger aircraft so that we can then make the comparison. But I think we see here how that one measure now gives us a comparative basis between different ground crews. So again, it's across that horizontal plane in the organization. We can do that whether it's at one airport. We can do it across all the airports. We can even do a comparison with the refueling time of our competitors because we can watch that. So it gives us that horizontal look across the organization and really across our industry.
Mm. Now look, I imagine that this is about the time where we probably need to specify some steps, you know, to embed the quality of horizontally sharing performance measures within our already vertically cascaded system.
Well, yeah, you're right, and that would be our style. We'd like to keep the train rolling. But as we did with vertically cascading measures, I just want to say these steps are going to be performed in the context of a multidiscipline team is going to carry them out, and that team should have an executive sponsor. So I'm going to leave those steps out again, as we used to talk about those. I'm going to leave those out. These steps are for that team that's putting the performance measurement system together. So kind of in an overview, there's really just two steps here. First, we need to assign the vertically cascaded measures to the appropriate business units and or individuals. Okay. So we're really creating an alignment to the right tier of the organization there. And then we have to establish in step two those weighting factors we talked about in our example as appropriate.
Right, okay.
Some cases that'll be appropriate and others it may not be. But we'll need to do that as appropriate. Some just greater detail. Okay. For step one, assigning the vertically cascaded measures to the appropriate business units and or individuals. So after we've completed the vertical cascading, and so that portion of the development process is completed, our selection team should transition to assigning the measures throughout the organization. And so this process begins with the identification of the various divisions, departments, work groups to which the mission or the measure is relevant. And when I mean that the measure is relevant, that means that the individuals to which the measure is assigned, it is their decisions and their actions that will cause the measure to respond or to change. Okay. We can't be responsible for a measure that our decisions and our actions don't directly impact. Okay?
Got it.
Okay. So we're just going to make those assignments through the organization. Step two, establishing the weighting factors as appropriate. In this step, we're going to establish the weighting factors that ensure that the differences in quantities, capacities, configurations, those sorts of things that impact the business unit or the individual's ability to actually affect the measure are taken into account. And again, if I'm on a crew that's refueling planes that have larger fuel tanks, my measure needs to be weighted such that I don't have a penalty because I'm doing a greater quantity of refueling. Likewise, if I was to use a different example, if I'm on an assembly line and I'm manufacturing a product and I'm using an older machine that can only make, say, 10 products in an hour, it would be unfair to then compare me on an equal footing with someone on a newer machine that can make 100 products an hour. So there does need to be some accounting. So that's the weighting factor. And then that's really it. You have that. You have horizontally shared performance measures.
Wow. That's it?
That's it. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, our shortest list yet, just two steps.
I bet our audience is saying, that's it? Well, let me see. I took some good notes.
I
let
bet
me see
are.
If I can recap this, okay?
Okay.
Now, horizontally shared performance measures, having consistent units of measure that are uniformly and precisely interpretable, enable comparison between products and services, divisions, departments, work groups, and individuals, right? And they facilitate comparative decision making, right?
Now, that's absolutely right.
We stated that once a set of vertically cascaded performance measures is developed, there were two steps the multidiscipline team needed to take to embed the characteristics of horizontal sharing. And these are step one, assigning the vertically cascaded measures to the appropriate business units and or individuals. And then step two, establishing weighting factors as appropriate. So that's it?
That's it.
Wow. That's it.
Two steps?
Two steps, folks. Two steps. And there you have it.
Two steps for us tonight. That wraps up this one. And that wraps us up. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast and would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Note that additional information regarding organizational performance measures is contained within the many organizational performance measures white papers accessible by registered members on the Strategy Driven website. Registered members also gain access to the many other Strategy Driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, and registration is always free. So until next time, so long.